News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Primary school children should be taught to treat their minor illnesses on their own to stop unnecessary GP visits. That's the view of the NHS in the UK. Dr. Ilona Duffy is a GP based in Monaghan. Ilona, is it something we should be considering here? Could we train kids to, I suppose, self-diagnose and maybe stop coming to GPs? Or is that a pipe dream?
Yeah, I think training children themselves is probably a step too far, but I think training the parents, and maybe not so much training, but educating parents on how to manage minor illnesses and to know when you actually do need to seek GP care. Because I think especially now since COVID, what we are noting in general practice is that we had a kind of 18 months when children weren't meeting the normal viral infections that they normally do. So we didn't see the children with the gastroenteritis, the vomiting and the diarrhea. We didn't see the children with the coughs, the sneezes and the sore throats and the earaches that we normally would. And now what's happening is after that year and a half, in a way, many parents have become a little de-skilled. They've been kind of told to be worried if there's any cough, if they're sneezing, not so much sneezing, but the cough, the sore throat, the earache, and the high temperatures in case it could be COVID. But once they've had a COVID test, then I think that can leave the anxiety. What if it's something else? Should I be seen by the GP? How do I handle that temperature? Are they really sick? And more importantly, I want them better fast.
Okay, now to be fair to the NHS, I think what they were talking about was things like personal hygiene, first aid, prevention and well-being. Is there more we can do there?
Well, I think we've done a great job, and I think children, you even see them on the street and reflexly they tend to cough into their elbow, things that we as adults don't tend to do. So I think the schools have done a huge amount of training on that. Kind of infection etiquette of ensuring that you cough into a tissue or cough into your sleeve and washing the hands using the hand gel. So I think they're doing a really good job. But I think the real thing now is, when do we worry about the symptoms? Do you worry if it's just a sniffle? And I think that's always been one of the things, especially just given your previous speaker and what you were talking about, the schools and the spread of COVID. But the reality is what we're seeing now with the return to schools is a massive spread in normal children's viral infections, such as the adenovirus, the RSV, all of these things that are some of the children are actually quite sick with. And that is because they're meeting and they're congregating despite the measures that are in place, which we know probably aren't adequate enough.
Okay, just to finish, you recommend that parents check undertheweather.ie for information.
Undertheweather.ie is a fantastic resource for all parents, and it goes through the different symptoms such as cough, earache, sore throat, what to do, how to handle that, and why antibiotics aren't needed for most of these presentations. And it kind of also gives you advice on when you should see your GP and when to be worried and know that your child might need more medical attention.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Ilona Duffy, GP based in Monaghan, thanks indeed for talking to us.